You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversation. Tonight, I'm very pleased to have a first-time guest in our studio from the University of Rhode Island, and the director of the concert choir, Mr. Mark Conley, is here. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's great to have you with us. We've had lots of people from the University of Rhode Island over the years on Conducting Conversation, but we have a rookie, a first-timer. So
we're
going to surprise Mark with all the initiations that go on.
And, I'll do my best.
And find out a little bit about him off-air. I found out that he's not really a Rhode Islander, is that right?
No, I'm not. I'm originally from Illinois.
Illinois?
Yes.
And Chicago area?
No, not the state of Chicago. I'm from Illinois. I'm from you know how that is. I'm a downstater.
Okay.
So originally southern Illinois, but most of my life in a small town, Monticello, Illinois, which is right west of Champaign-Urbana.
Now, I was in southern Illinois at one point. I had a friend in Greenville. Is that down in that area?
I think that's a little further to the west.
A little further to the west. All right. Well, we've got everybody kind of pinpointed now. And you went to school in Illinois?
I got my undergraduate degree at the University of Illinois in vocal performance.
Mm-hmm. And then on to, I heard you mention Michigan?
Yes, University of Michigan. And I got my Master's of Music in Voice Performance and another Master's of Music in Choral Conducting.
All right. So we have all kinds of degrees here. And we'll find out more about Mark. But we're really here to talk about the concert choir and other musical groups at the University of Rhode Island, musical groups, because we've had Gene Pollitt here with the band portion of it, and we've had Joe Perillo here and other people. We've had Rene De La Gaza several times on the show, not necessarily speaking of the university, but he is with that, and George Kent.
That's right.
And so lots of people over the years have been here that have something to do with URI. Mm-hmm. And so let's concentrate today on the vocal aspect and tell us about the concert choir.
Sure. Well, we have three choirs at the University of Rhode Island, and concert choir is our larger audition group. And it varies in size depending on how many people audition and the talent pool. And right now we have a very talented group of students. So I have 42 kids in the choir right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they range from incoming freshmen to master's students.
Okay, so there could be quite a variance in age.
Yes.
Could be 17 to 25 or something like that.
Or even older. And I also have a physics professor in there right now who has sung with us for many years.
Oh.
And so we do have some professors, but that's not very common. It's mostly a student organization.
Mostly the students, all right. And the concert choir performs on a regular basis, or is it kind of a seasonal type of thing?
Well, actually, this semester is unusual. We've had several performances already, and we have another one upcoming. This semester, the choirs in total are doing 7 concerts, which is a little unusual. Next semester, we're doing one, which is the Carmina Burana. So that's enough to keep us busy for a semester.
Okay.
But it does vary.
All right, and the one coming up is just in a week or so, right?
Yes. Actually, we have the holiday concert is December 4th at 7 p.m., and we do that in conjunction with the Rhode Island Symphony Orchestra, University of Rhode Island Symphony Orchestra, with Ann Danis conducting.
Okay, we'll get more information about that, but let's get to the first piece of music that you brought with you.
Sure. Well, the first piece we're actually going to do on that holiday concert, and it is a piece by Aaron McDermid, and it's called Te Lucis Ante Terminum, and it's a very interesting piece. It's very pretty. It's a text by St. Ambrose, and he's talking about to you before the day's end we pray. And so you hear this beautiful opening, and then it talks about nighttime and says, put nightmares far away from us and night terrors and restrain our enemies. And you'll hear the change in the music when we are talking about the scary stuff. Mm-hmm. And then at the end it comes back and says, grant this, Father Almighty, with the Holy Spirit. Amen. So it comes back to a calm finish.
All right. Well, we hope we reach the calm finish, because it is a little bit lengthy.
Yes.
And we'll listen to as much as possible right now.
Oh.
Sounds like beautiful music by, you say, just 40-something voices.
Yes, that's right.
Sounds like a larger group than that.
Yes.
And I guess that's the key to sometimes making good music, to making the sound just be very full and rich.
We work on that a lot. Nice okay. Tall vowels, we say.
Tall vowels. Yes. Very good. I'm going to like this show. All right. The next piece of music that you told me you wanted to play has a little bit of an interesting title because it's kind of past time, but it's called Trick or Treat.
Yes, that's right. We did an interesting concert earlier this semester with the Symphony Orchestra. We're actually singing with the symphony twice this semester, which is also unusual. Ann Danis put together this really an entire day, and the art department was involved, the theater department was involved. We had judges come, celebrity judges, judging kids' costumes, and we did a sort of a Halloween festival on October 30th. Hmm. And Jeffrey Gibbs, who's one of our professor emeriti, is a composition professor, and he wrote a piece in the 80s, a musical called Dracula's Party. And we did it. He rewrote it for orchestra and chorus, and originally it was only for children and piano. And so he reorchestrated it. Now, in this recording, it's only with piano, but we performed it on that day with orchestra. And this is right in the middle of the show. They actually come to Dracula's house, and four innocent children are trick-or-treating, and all of the monsters are trying to warn them they better run away. And it's a wonderful piece, and it gave a lot of our students a chance to sing some fun solos.
All right, great. And this is the concert choir.
This is the concert choir, that's right.
All right, here we go.
Trick-or-treat, trick-or-treat, and old Halloween custom. They'll give us sweets to eat, or we'll threaten to bust them. Trick-or-treat, trick-or-treat.
Trick or treat. Oh, we did that a few weeks ago. Anyway, very nice. And now I have some questions about, there are three groups, basically. We're talking about the concert choir, and then later we'll mention the university chorus. Mm-hmm. And the other one is called Lively Experiment, which we'll talk about.
Yes.
And mixed into this is opera, or how does all that work together?
Well, it's a busy day for some of our students. And some of the students wear many hats. I'm very impressed by what some of them do. But we have concert choir meets at noon on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Lively Experiment meets at 3 on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Opera Workshop meets at 4 on Monday and Wednesday. And then our university chorus meets on Tuesday nights from 7 to 9:45.
And with this, all these students are taking all those other classes they have to take.
That's right. And many of them are in orchestra as well, or they are in the wind ensemble with Gene Pollard. And so they're very busy. Some of them are jazz majors, so they play in the big band. I don't know how they do all that and do their classes and take private lessons, but we have some dedicated students at URI.
Well, that's excellent. And for those of you listening to the show, no matter where you might be listening, we do have listeners worldwide. You mm-hmm. could be listening, some of our friends down in Australia or whatever. You should know that URI, or the University of Rhode Island, is just a few moments from our studios here in beautiful downtown Exeter. It's just down the road a piece, as they say. So it's great to have this as a neighbor and all this wonderful music going on. Now we're going to get back to more of the season.
Yes.
With Amal.
Yes.
Right? Tell us about this one.
Well, we just performed Amal on the 21st. This recording actually comes from our choral collage, which was earlier this month on the 6th, where we have all of the choirs perform together on one concert. But we did them all with the opera workshop, the full show, and the concert choir, some of them are members, as I mentioned, of opera workshop. So mm-hmm. they were the costumed members of the chorus that actually did the action. The remainder of concert choir sat in the pit and performed it from the pit along with the orchestra. So we were sort of split in two that way.
All right. Well, we'll listen to this, then we'll take a short break and be back with more of Mark Connolly and the University of Rhode Island Music Department.
Thank you.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Welcome back to Conducting Conversation. We're having a very pleasant evening speaking with Mark Connolly from the University of Rhode Island Music Department and finding out about the vocal aspect of the university. And we've discussed the concert choir and the opera workshop, and now we're getting into something called the Lively Experiment. Explain this.
Yes, this is our newest ensemble, although it's not really that new anymore. I founded it in 2001. So this is actually our 10th season, and the purpose of this was we needed an auditioned ensemble that was more of a chamber size, so it never gets any larger than 16 singers, so it's quite select, and it does more of the repertoire that larger choirs can't do, so vocal jazz, for example, medieval pieces, and pieces like the one that I brought in to play. We have done the North American premiere of a piece by a Czech composer, Jan Jirášek, and he knows one of our art professors, Sherry Wills, and so she obtained permission to do this piece. It's called Mondi Paralleli, which means parallel worlds, and what she does is she sort of mixes videos in with it. So we premiered this in the art gallery. And she shows live videos to this while the singers were singing. So,
and as a special treat to our audience, we have the video here playing.
Yes, that's right. So we hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, well, it'll be great. So to maybe put this in a category, if some of our audience might be familiar with a group like Chanticleer or King Singers.
Yes.
It'd be the kind of,
not
too far from that.
That's right.
All right, let's listen to this, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Thank you. Mignus sang tuus
inec
shem
sis
minus.
Well, that was definitely interesting and a little bit different than our audience is probably used to.
Probably so.
But
yes.
Very nice.
Yes,
very nice.
Thank you. It's a wonderful piece.
All right. And we also mentioned the university chorus. Now, the university chorus is made up just of students, or are there?
No, actually, the community, members of the community can join University Chorus. That's why we have it rehearse on Tuesday evenings at 7 o'clock. So anyone who's listening who likes to sing, who lives nearby, can come. It's conducted by Andrew Howell, who actually, we have a Master's of Music in Conducting Performance. He was our first graduate of that degree program.
Really?
Studied with me, and now he is the conductor of this ensemble. So it's a wonderful opportunity for the community to get involved with the University of Rhode Island.
And where does this meet on Tuesday nights?
It meets in the Fine Arts Center, usually in our recital hall.
Okay, so Upper College Road, down
yes,
at the end.
That's right.
Fine Arts Building, and
yes.
You can find it. And if they want information, is there a website that they can go to?
Well, or? Yes, you can go to uri.edu, and it's a little complicated to navigate after that, but you can go to /ARTSCI/MUS, and that will take you to the music department.
All right, great. You can do a little research out there. You can find it.
That's right.
And sounds like an interesting time on Tuesday nights. So check it out. In the meantime, tell us about this piece that we're about to listen to.
This is a piece by American composer Eric Whitaker, who's very popular right now in the choral world, and deservedly so. This is a piece, the Five Hebrew Love Songs. This is one of those pieces. It's Kala Kala, and you'll hear the flirtation. The men are being very earnest, and the women are having none of it. They want to just flirt. So you'll hear that in this piece.
Isn't it usually the other way around?
Well, that's what I would have thought, too.
All right, here we go.
Thank you.
People at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. We are back on Conducting Conversation, and we are speaking with Mark Connolly, the concert choir director at the University of Rhode Island. He also wears other hats, I guess. Your complete title sounds like it's something out of a book.
Yes. Well, the short version is Director of Choral Activities.
All right. That sounds good.
Good.
I like that, Choral Activities.
Yes.
And we've talked about several groups. And now we're going to get to go back to the concert choir and talk about that again.
That's right.
And before we do that, I just want to make sure everybody's aware that what's the next date of the performance and the place and time to make sure they get that?
Sure. We hold all of our concerts at the Fine Arts Center in the Recital Hall at the University of Rhode Island. As you said, it's on Upper College Road in Kingston. And we have two upcoming concerts. One is the holiday concert that I had mentioned on the 4th of December at 7 in the evening, and that's with the Symphony Orchestra. And Lively Experiment is having its concert on the 9th of December, which is a Thursday at 7:30. They always do their concert on the last day of classes of the semester. It's a tradition.
All right. And if someone in the area is interested in going, they're very reasonably priced.
Yes. They are tickets are $10 general admission and $5 for students.
All right, great. Sounds like a wonderful bargain. And if you haven't been there, you owe it to yourself to not only get there, but to support music at the University of Rhode Island. That'll be a great thing to do.
It would indeed.
And this next piece, concert choir, doing what?
Yes, this is an interesting one. As I mentioned, Andrew Howell was our first graduate of the Masters of Music in Conducting Performance. We have a current student, Jennifer Armstrong, who is studying, and this was her version of a motet by Tomás Luis de Victoria, late 1500s, early 1600s. This is his piece, O Magnum Mysterium, which is about the birth of Jesus. And so we will be performing this again at the holiday concert, and she will be conducting once more.
Great. Let's give it a listen.
Thank you.
Mark, it was great having you with us on Conducting Conversation. A pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. It's fun to be here.
And it's great to bring this music to us, very diversified. And we're going to end up with, from the group The Lively Experiment, mm-hmm. a little bit more of a traditional holiday piece, I think.
Yes, that's right.
And we want to wish you all the best in your concert coming up, both this one coming up on the 4th mm-hmm. and then again on the 9th.
Yes.
And it'll be a wonderful time, I'm sure. So if you're out in the listening audience, make sure you take advantage of this, just $10 to hear these groups perform. And you'll not only be treating yourself, but you'll be helping out music at URI.
That's right.
All right. What's this last piece you have for us?
The last piece, this is a recording from 2008, but we will be doing this again this year. It is a version of Christmas Time is Here. I think everyone will recognize it when they hear it. And because the group is usually self-directed, I get to play the piano on this one.
Oh, great. All right. We'll hear Mark tickling the ivories. And once again, thanks for being here, Mark.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone. See you next week on Conducting Conversation. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Robert's Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
Yeah.